We need to go to, we get to go to the Stickies Hotline and talk to Tamar Anatai of MTV's Buzzworthy blog. But you know what I was thinking, Tamar? You know, you're becoming a part of the show and honestly a huge fan favorite.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So I was thinking maybe we, you know, we used to do this for callers that would call on a regular basis. And since you're a regular contributor now, you need open music. So what song would you choose for your open music? If you could have anything, and you can have pretty much anything.
I can, really?
As long as it's not, like if you do Liberace or Tchaikovsky or anything that's kind of too slow, any Barry Manilow.
Right, we don't want boring.
No, it's got to be something poppy and upbeat.
Ooh, I got it.
All right.
How about Rihanna, the only living girl in the world?
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's
I don't know if
pretty
we have that.
Self-centered.
Yeah, listen, we're all egotistical, that's why we're in radio. That's
fantastic.
But I don't know if we have that in the system, but we can definitely get it. So I'll work
that
on
or the final countdown. How about that?
The final countdown? Like,
yeah.
You have that.
The, you know, final countdown.
You like that song by Europe?
It's old. I mean, it's old school.
Did you play
sure
synthesizer
is
ever?
I don't think played it, but it's an excellent representation of the great and terrible things the synth can do.
This is a long.
Did you like Poindexter from
Garbage
of the Nerds?
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the Stickies Hotline from MTV's Buzzworthy blog. You know her, you love her, Tamar Anatai. And you come out of the tunnel.
Are you
hands
gonna fight
up
somebody?
Yeah, we need some sort of explosive device.
And a t-shirt gun launcher thing.
Yes, t-shirt gun launcher thing.
Whoop someone's butt tomorrow.
You'll have an open ready next week, I promise you.
Oh, I could do this all day.
All right, now that'll get you pumped up. I'm going to put that on my iPod for the workout.
I am amped. That's like six Red Bulls right there.
Oh, I'm telling you. Listen, when I go jogging today for 3 minutes in a row, I'm going to play that song. I'm going to be getting it. Okay, so let me find my notes here, find out what we're going to chit-chat about today. We've actually... I saw the first thing we were going to hit on, and I'm excited about this, the Dark Knight Rises trailer.
Yes.
And I had a friend that went to see Harry Potter this week, and apparently it's playing prior to Harry Potter. But
that's a captive audience right there.
Yes, that's part of it, but the thing is, he doesn't remember it. And I said, well, A, you may not have been paying attention. B, it's so vague, it's such a vague trailer. I think you could actually watch the thing and not be 100% sure that it's a Batman movie that they're
totally
talking about.
You could have no idea what it is. Well, and also even the there's one of the promotional posters which is really cool. It's just like this, and it's also really vague though. It's like, you know, you're looking up at the sky at like a hole in the ground, and then you realize it's Gotham, and then you slowly start to realize it's the Batman kind of logo that burnt into the skyline.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like vague is the movie's not coming out until 2012. Like a full year.
Why are they doing that now then?
I guess because it's just pretty, you know, it's pretty bankable. Like this, you know, how old is the whole Batman franchise? Like
100?
Decades and, yeah, a million and 7 years old. So,
I think
you
so
know.
Yes,
that's about right.
Yes, Jesus and his buddies used to go to see Batman at the theater in Jerusalem. It was
with,
very popular
Moses
back then.
So I guess they figure people waited that long, you know, they can wait another year with some, you know, nail-biting teasers.
It is irritating that they make sequels to every crappy movie, but every movie that's actually good that comes out, and The Dark Knight was fabulous, that they wait all this time in between movies, because it's been, what, a couple of years, and it's going to be next year, so we're talking 3 or 4 years in between movies. It's irritating.
Yeah, it was 08 was The Dark Knight.
I mean, come on, why not just shoot the thing right away? Let's get after it already. I mean,
come on, they want you to drool, buddy. Look at you right now. You can't sit still.
I don't need what's his head?
Ooh.
Who's the crazy Welsh dude that yells at people that script their lights? You mean trashing lights? Anyway, I don't need him in Terminator Salvation. I need him in another Batman movie. You're Batman now, bro. Focus.
I thought you meant Tom Hardy. I'm like, I need him in everything because he's a spectacular male form.
I don't even know who he is, but he's the one that plays the villain in this new movie, right?
Yeah.
As
you know,
Bane?
He was in Inception. He was also in Inception.
Which one was he?
The guy with the accent, you know, that guy.
I actually do know who that is. Honestly, that's sad that you can just say the guy with the accent. I know exactly who you are.
And the lips. Like, that's all I saw when I watched that movie. I was just watching,
you know,
his lips and then bored for the rest of it.
I have to admit, I have an unnatural attraction to Juno. But what can I say? She'll always be Juno to me.
Oh, Ellen Page.
Ellen Page, yes.
Just a little thing, a tiny little thing.
She's a cutie little gal. But anyway, yeah, I guess I didn't notice the guy's lips, but apparently he's in pretty good shape, and he's going to play a supervillain.
He's fit. He's been in some, he's a model. He's been in, like, I think, Gucci ads. But
big
yeah,
deal.
He's,
who isn't?
I mean, these are the type of things that I pay attention to. But you're right, the trailer is super vague. But I've heard, you know, I've read a lot of chatter that, you know, fans were really into it because it's really artfully done. And, of course, you know, there's, like, this fight club scene where they're, like, fighting in the rain. So, you know, it brings up a lot of questions. And that's totally what the movie, you know, what the studios want you to do. They want you to be like, what was it? I loved it. I hated it. I want to see the next trailer that will be totally cryptic and 2 seconds long.
See, makes me think about the Entourage episode. It's like, well, can you buy a really good trailer? Yeah, I can sell a really good trailer. That'd be fine. So, yeah, I don't know. Hopefully the movie's good. I'm sure it'll be great. Same guys dealing as far as producing, directing, that kind of stuff, or is it a different crew?
It's Christopher Nolan who did the last one. I'm not sure about the...
Did he do Inception, too?
Did he? I think he did.
It looked like Inception. And I was thinking, I didn't need to check that, but I think he's the one that did Inception.
Yes, he did. He did Memento, and he did Inception, and Batman Begins.
Boy, Memento's a weird movie. I still don't understand what happened there.
Yeah, well, you know, Memento and Inception are supposed to be little...
They're like, yeah, mind freaks. Well, when you've got an IQ of 65 like I do, it's hard for me to follow. Did you, have you ever had a dream within a dream within a dream? Because I did the other day, and it was bizarre.
Mm-hmm. What happened? I don't think I have.
No, I was like in the middle of a dream, but then I woke up from the dream, and I was supposed to meet somebody, and I was late for that, but I'm like, oh, screw it, I'll just, you know, I'll go tomorrow or whatever. And then I realized that, wait a minute, no, I'm still dreaming. And then I woke up from that. It was bizarre.
This is getting so deep.
Those are the best dreams.
Yeah, but there were no buildings crashing around me, and unfortunately, Ellen Page did not make it into my dream inside a dream inside a dream.
Well, maybe she's available for your next dream within a dream. She can be booked for the right price.
Well, if she is, trust me, we're not going to go inside any dreams, and nobody's going to be late for anything.
Hey-o.
Okay, so you're excited about this movie, or you're just like, you're still not real sure what the heck's going on?
I'm not real sure what's going on. You know, I need time to catch up, because I didn't see the original, or the last one, so I need to catch up.
Luckily, we have till next year to figure it out.
It's been a long time.
J-Lo's been in the news a lot lately.
Yes, I'm sad about that.
Why?
I know. There are a lot of guys who are like,
what, do you
yay.
Feel pitiful? Do you feel pity for this man, Mark Anthony?
Listen, bro, I mean, honestly, how long does this woman have to suffer with this ugly guy that she's married to?
I feel that, you know, this is what her third... She was with Ben Affleck. She was with that original dude.
Was she married to him, though?
No, she almost got married to... That's right. She was almost married to Ben Affleck.
Right.
And then she had her original husband, Chris... Oh, I can't remember.
They were married?
Yeah, they were married.
Yeah, the original guy. Remember, he came back and, like, wanted to... You know how that is. They wanted some money from her.
Well, yeah, I just saw an interview with him about a month ago. He seems like a pretty cool cat.
I'm sure he is.
The Chris guy? Well, I'm sure he got paid a lot of money to...
To do what?
There was some kind of law... Are you talking about Chris?
Yeah.
There was some kind of legal action, I believe, because he said he had, like, a tape or
right,
something.
Right.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know, that guy, he wanted to write a book, and then that got, you know, quashed or settled.
She took the rap for Puffy, though. That was a...
Who did?
J-Lo, remember?
Oh, yeah.
She said she shot somebody for Puffy.
Well, they had it coming.
I know.
That's all right.
For a woman who's not very old, she's gone through a lot. She's only 41. She's had a lot going on relationship-wise. I don't know. I was sad when we covered it last, you know, it happened last Friday. They announced that they were divorcing.
Yeah.
I guess I was the only person who was, like, surprised. Everyone was like, yeah, duh, you didn't see this coming. And everyone was like, oh, thank goodness. But, yeah, she seems like a nice woman, you know. She has two kids. It's sadder when there's kids involved.
What about the time that he had their kid kidnapped for money, and then there was a ransom?
You remember that one, do you?
Yeah, and Denzel Washington had to run down the kidnappers. Hello? Oh, that was a movie? That didn't actually happen.
That was your dream within a dream.
No, that actually happened. That was Man on Fire. But that was a good movie. He's pretty good in that.
Her new man is a pretty bad dude.
Like bad ass or bad
No, like
guy.
Bad like bad rape.
Like bad as in like rapes people.
Yeah, but has it been confirmed?
No, it's only been a year, so yeah, I guess it's...
I don't support any of that, but has it been confirmed that... That happened?
I haven't seen the legal documents, but it's the internet. We read it.
Yeah, you saw
it
on the internet, so yeah, of course. That's always got to be true. Yeah, William Levy, who was in her I'm Into You video, they're saying that he played some kind of a part in her life. Who knows? It doesn't sound like, you know, it sounds like what's done is done. They're getting divorced. They're not just separating. Who knows? They could have been separated before. You know how a lot of celebrities do that.
She was cheating on him. Is that true?
I don't blame her.
It's true?
I have no idea. I hope not. But something went wrong.
Something,
otherwise,
yes.
Be together.
It's fishy.
Here's the thing about it to me is I hate it because they have kids together. But let's be honest, he's ugly and she's not. They need to break up.
It's not the first divorce, I don't think, right, with kids involved?
Yeah.
I think the kids...
Are you sure?
Sometimes it's for the better, you know, if you don't want your kids to be in, an unhappy household. But.
Is she going to get spousal support? Or is he?
I read that they're with her right now. It sounds like it's too early to know who's going to, you know, nothing's happened yet. It's not official or, finalized in the courts. So... Who knows? I guess they're with her now.
You never know. This could maybe spark his career. He could sing about how J-Lo left him, right? That'd be good for him. He hadn't come out with a song since you sang to me in 1999 or 2000? Great song.
He needs to sing a song about how ugly he is.
No, come on.
I don't know. Anyway, she apparently is already...
He coaches a Miami Heat, though. He's got that still going
for him. Eric Spoelstra. He just looks like it.
Yeah, that's right.
And Eric Spoelstra is a supermodel compared to J-Lo's ex or soon-to-be ex. Apparently, she's not wasting any time. She's out working. She's got the American Idol thing going. And now, apparently, she booked a gig to go play at a billionaire daughter's wedding. A billionaire's daughter's wedding.
Is it the Dingman billionaires?
No, this guy is actually from overseas in the Ukraine.
You know what the Ukraine is? It's a sitting duck. A road apple, Newman. The Ukraine is weak. It's feeble. I think it's time to put the hurt on the Ukraine.
I come from Ukraine. You not say Ukraine weak.
Yeah, well, we're playing a game here, pal.
Ukraine is game to you. How about I take your little Boris?
So $1 million payday to go to a billionaire's daughter's wedding.
Yes, Serhii Taruta. I'm probably butchering that. But
Ukraine butcher. You butcher name of Ukraine? Ukraine game to you?
$1 million.
This
is not the first time. Because remember there was the thing with Mariah Carey where she like got $2 million to go play at some... it was like one of Bin Laden's kids or something weird like that. There was some sort of weird tie there.
I think Beyonce did it, too, for someone else. A few of them do it.
No, maybe it was Gaddafi, maybe.
She ended up giving the money back after that came.
So she says, like
to who? She gave it back to Gaddafi? He don't need it.
Or like to charity. Yeah, let's not even go there. We'll be here all day. But that's a great gig, right? Like that's the life if you just get flown to wherever's a stand and you get paid
$1 million.
I
love it. I told somebody the other day, I said, I hate all the stands. Pakistan, Afghanistan, Kazakhstan.
I have no hatred. I'm not the best at geography, so that's something on my list of things.
They're all in the same neighborhood. I went to grade school with a kid named Stan Moberg. Never liked him either. Anyway, I digress. I hate all the stands, basically. I have yet to meet a stand that I really like. And then finally, last but not least, everywhere I go, USA Today, GQ, I think that's what it is. Maybe there's a magazine on my desk that she's on the cover. But I am also a huge fan. Actually, if I were single and I could go on a double date with Mila Kunis and Ellen Page, would probably be the ultimate. Mila Kunis, you can't go anywhere without finding that gal on a magazine, TV.
Hot, baby. Hot.
Fabulous.
Oh, yeah. She's on the cover of GQ.
That's what it is.
She's going to the Marine Ball, too.
Mm-hmm. The August 2011 cover, right?
Yes.
Yes.
In her skivvies.
Yeah, whoa.
She pulled up her T-shirt so I could see her belly button.
That is scandalous.
I know. I'm a married man. I don't need that kind of come hither look from a gal like that.
I know. Oh, and she's even drinking what looks to be a Starbucks.
Like, yes.
You know, she's multitasking because she's pulling her top up seductively and she's drinking a coffee.
And what man doesn't appreciate that?
She's just wired, you know. She's got this Starbucks. Yeah, it was a Terry Richardson photo. So there's always a little bit of a wink and a nod when it comes to something Terry Richardson shot.
So this Friends with Benefits movie, Pat hated it the first time when it was called, what was the one they had that just came out?
Every other movie.
No.
It's complicated.
Yes, that one.
Yeah.
It's the same movie. I mean, it's basically the same movie with better
looking
people.
Friends with Benefits. Come on, we all know that can happen.
This is the same movie with better looking people.
I don't know what's going to happen. There's nothing in the trailer that would lead me to believe that they don't stay Friends with Benefits.
It's impossible. Come on now.
Who was the other one? Ashton Kutcher, and who was he with?
It wasn't Katherine Heigl.
No, it was somebody attractive.
Not Jessica Alba.
Was it Jessica Biel? No?
No, it was...
Was it...
This is going to kill me.
She's go with Googling.
I'm going to do it now.
Okay.
I'm faster than you.
So you think this... Is this movie going to be any good?
It's supposed supposed to be. It's supposed to be really funny. It's supposed to be super funny, and you know, the trailer alone has been pretty amusing. Like, you know, he gets like stuck on the Hollywood sign, and then he does like, I guess the semisonic closing time is supposed to be. It's supposed to be a really funny part. So.
That's our closing song.
No strings attached.
No strings attached.
Yes, it's complicated. It's for old people.
Yeah,
it's complicated for old people. Well, let me guess.
Know,
at the end, they fall in love, though, right? Mila Kunis and JT.
It's complicated as the one with Meryl Streep.
Yes, and Steve Martin and Alec Baldwin.
Yes, and that's actually a great movie I can recommend.
My parents.
Sorry, I'm 37. It's a good movie. Hello. The only downside of the movie, I had to look at Alec Baldwin's butt. Didn't care for that.
But there's got to be, you know, people who are excited about that, because that was kind of like the follow-up to Something's Gotta Give, which was for old people.
I like that, too!
Uh-oh. I guess she's calling you
tomorrow,
old,
why don't you just call me old? How old are you?
I walked out of that movie.
Are you kidding me?
It was also freezing in the theater, and it was December, so that was part of it.
It's 30. I'm 37. Am I old?
Older than me, bro. Zing.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, Friends with Benefits is not the same movie as Something's Gotta Give or It's Complicated, and it's supposed to be cute. I laughed several times, once or twice out loud, at the trailer, and it's out on Friday.
Okay.
But come on, it could never really happen, could it? Friends with Benefits?
It is the same movie as Friends with Benefits, but still.
You mean Strings Attached.
Yeah, no strings attached.
Friends with Strings.
So they end up probably hooking up at the end and getting married,
I just said that Friends with Benefits is the same movie as Friends with Benefits. I think that goes without
saying. Prove it.
This is getting so complicated.
I know. It's
like
it's all of a sudden we turn it into a Christopher Nolan movie. It's like Inception. I'm so lost. What is going on?
This conversation is a dream.
Exactly. Within a dream.
I'm about to tip backwards into my bathtub.
I know. Don't do that. It's dangerous in there. Okay, well, I'll probably see it, but probably not until it comes out on video or on demand.
On JetBlue on the back of your
And when you get knee surgery and you can't leave the house with
tomorrow. We're in Arkansas. They don't have JetBlue here. Come on, gal. That's for old people.
Might be.
Old people in New York, that is.
Can I tell you something really quickly?
You can do whatever you want.
This is totally shameless self-promotion, but
good.
MTV, you know, my employer where I'm calling from, we are announcing the VMA nominations tonight at 11 p.m. ET, 8 p.m. Pacific time. So there's going to be some special guests coming on, and then the whole list is going to be revealed, and you can start voting.
Do people put effort into their videos like they used to, do you think? Are there still really good videos back in the 80s and 90s?
Yeah, I mean, Lady Gaga.
Well, that's true. She puts effort into
Beyonce.
Everything.
Lil Wayne, did you see his 6 foot, 7 foot video? That's a whole Inception thing. It's pretty ridiculous.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch?
Mm-hmm.
6 foot, seven.
I
think Puffy, was it the late 90s? He took it to another level.
You took it to another level.
Jay-Z.
Yeah, it's like the crazy, just like
a
sort
movie.
Of fisheye lens and like the gold hues everywhere.
Yeah.
We recently did and we may have talked about this last week, but we were doing a hair band ballad bracket. So we took all the hair bands from the 80s and the very early 90s and did a ballad bracket.
Who won?
Home Sweet Home from MTV. But do you realize, or Home Sweet Home from Motley Crue, rather. I was thinking about MTV, though, because the song only got to number 37 on the Billboard chart at its peak. But it was such a popular video, I think that had such a great impact on the success of that song. And so that's why I think it's still fresh in the minds of our listeners, and that's why it ended up beating out all the other ones.
Back in the day when you watched it for the videos.
I mean,
that was interesting.
That was a great road show. Remember that was the video of them on the bus and them, or are you too young to remember that? Just take my word for it.
How old are you, Tamar?
You never ask a lady her age. I'm sorry.
Well, it's just us talking. No one else is listening.
She's apparently younger than us. Are you under 30 or over 30?
I am over.
Okay. Well, you remember Home Sweet Home then. You don't remember the video about them, they were on the bus and they're going town to town. And
you know, I do, but I don't. There are other ones that stick out just for like no apparent reason, like ZZ Top sticks out more, and A Twisted Sister, Talk Dirty to Me. That video blew my mind.
Talk Dirty to Me was Poison.
Hello.
Twisted Sister you're thinking of is, what?
Oh my God, I'm going to get fired. No, Talk Dirty. Yeah, you're right. No, what's the Twisted Sister one that I'm thinking
Twisted
of?
Twisted Sister is, oh, man, that's going to kill me. Dee Snider.
I know.
What did Dee Snider do? If you're running into Dee Snider in the halls of MTV, he's going to be mad at you. Yeah, he had hair, but so did a lot of guys. It's a hair band thing. Come on now.
Maybe I'm thinking of We're Not Going to Take It.
We're Not Going to Take It. It's totally Twisted Sister.
Yeah.
Sounds just like this, except for that's live, and I don't want to hear that one.
Great tune.
Okay, so what time do the MTV VMA nominations come out?
11 p.m. tonight. Tune in at 11 p.m.
Eastern
MTV.
Time, right?
That's Eastern time.
Okay, because if that was Central time, I'd have to go night before that. You know, I'm old.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry about that. And then you can watch a special live stream online on MTV.com, and there are going to be some special guests. And, you know, it's like the big reveal, because this is really going to be, it's going to be big news. I'm not just saying that because I'm biased.
Will there be a recap and or commentary by you on MTV's Buzzworthy blog mañana?
Yes, there will.
I will look forward to reading that, and we can talk about them next week on the show.
I can't wait.
I can't either, but I will. We will talk to you in approximately 1 week, minus 20 minutes or so.
And then I get to look forward to my entrance music.
Yes. Mm. We will take care of that. And maybe awesome. We're not going to take it, though.
I also, I'm looking forward to an element of surprise. So if you want to surprise me.
You're going to be blown away.
I shouldn't have said that. I totally shouldn't have said that.
You know what? You whippersnappers. It's easy to surprise you kids.
Kids these days.
All right. Well, we'll take care of it, and we will make sure we check out the VMAs. Pat, full recap tomorrow in the zone.
You got it, buddy.
All right. Tomorrow, have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.
Always great to talk to you guys. Take care. Tomorrow.